If you watched any of the 2008 Beijing Olympics, you might remember the men's 100-meter dash.
Here they come down the track. Usain Bolt sprinting ahead, winning by daylight.
That's NBC's call of Jamaica's Usain Bolt winning the gold medal. He broke the world record, running it in 9.69 seconds. But the bronze medalist was just 0.2 seconds behind. Now, according to a new study in the Annals of Internal Medicine, if that bronze medalist, who was the American Walter Dix, if he'd taken injections of human growth hormone, he might have been able to shave enough time off his run to beat Usain Bolt. Now, it turns out all the major pro sports leagues in this country have banned HGH, but none of them, not one of them, test for it. And that's a big problem, according to Dr. Gary Wadler. He's a top official with the World Anti-Doping Agency, and he's with me in our New York studios. Welcome.
Nice being with you.
Explain briefly what HGH is. It's not a steroid, right?
No, human growth hormone is a hormone that's normally produced in all our bodies from the pituitary gland, and it's a critical hormone in growth and development of the various tissues of the body beginning at very young ages.
So, effectively, it is something that is prescribed medically. It's not easily available or available over the counter.
It's not available over the counter. In fact, it's very, very restrictive use, partly because it has significant side effects associated with it.
What kind of side effects?
Well, basically, you wind up producing the equivalent of the disease acromegaly. That is a disease where the body makes too much growth hormone as a result of a pituitary tumor. And what you see are people developing swelling, hypertension, distortion of their face, hands, and feet, increased risk of colon cancer, carpal tunnel syndrome, and I can go on.
Now, explain how HGH could enhance the performance of an athlete.
Well, there's been a great question whether it actually can enhance the performance of athletes. And this is the first study that actually showed that although it did not increase strength, power, or endurance, it did increase what we call sprint power, basically a sprint. It's about a 4% increase, but that 4% in high-level competition is the difference between a gold medal and finishing further back in the pack.
Now, this was tested on amateur athletes. How quickly did you see improvements in the speed of athletes who were given regular doses of the human growth
hormone? Well, this all occurred within the context of the study, which was about 8 weeks long.
So fairly quickly. I mean,
it's rather quickly.
I'm wondering if you're ever worried that this study could create the unintended consequence of many more athletes actually wanting to use HGH, seeing the results of this study to show that you can become faster. Is that a possibility?
Oh, that's more than a possibility. I mean, that's always my concern when I'm asked to discuss these things. Am I putting a nugget of information in somebody's brain, which will then germinate into bad and dangerous behaviors? I can only say that it's a very dangerous procedure. It's unethical. It's illegal. But we need to be transparent, and people need to know what's going on in sport. So there's no question that is an issue.
Dr. Wadler, how widespread do you suspect the use of HGH is in professional sports in the United States?
Well, I'm concerned about that. The only test we now have available is a blood test, and all four professional sports leagues refuse to do that. The argument that taking blood would somehow impair performance makes no sense at all. The amount of blood we're talking about is infinitesimally small.
But effectively, if professional sports leagues in the United States are not testing for HGH, then there are no consequences for an athlete to use them.
Unless you catch them either in the act or in possession or transporting or some illegal behavior, currently they have a free pass.
That's Gary Wadler. He's a professor of medicine at NYU and a senior member of the World Anti-Doping Agency. Dr. Wadler, thank you.
My pleasure.